Well, let's talk rugby now. Not the All Blacks, though. The Black Ferns. And they just have a couple of games before the start of their World Cup title defence in Aotearoa with their two-test series against Australia. And it is seen as their last chance to settle on their top side. Their first test will be played tomorrow night in Christchurch. The players will be desperate to perform and secure their place in that World Cup squad. But for one returning star, just being picked for this series is a huge victory. Rugby reporter Joe Porter has more.
For Charmaine McMenamin, worked her socks off and now she gets the reward as well.
Loose forward Charmaine McMenamin is back in the Black Ferns after recovering from a rare spinal injury, which she feared might force her to quit the sport.
I had a back injury last year, so there was a period there I didn't know if I could play again.
The 31-year-old suffered from bone spurs that had briefly caused her to lose feeling in her legs, and she was told she may have to give away the game she loves.
Wouldn't recommend it to anyone. I don't know. I think just like your passion getting ripped away from you, like that's tough.
She spent 4 months in limbo before having a spinal fusion operation last October, which doctors said would allow her to play again. However, the good news was tempered by the length and difficulty of her recovery.
I think I underestimated it. I didn't realise I'd be bedridden for like 3 or 4 days. Struggled to walk, couldn't even walk, so that was a big thing. And then going from walking to, you know, running and then finding out that now my lung capacity's shot because it's around my rib cage. It's just like all these other factors would come flying in.
McMenamin of Ngāti Porou from Rangitukia was the Black Ferns Player of the Year in 2019 and played a starring role in their 2017 World Cup victory. However, it wasn't getting back to those heights that motivated the Auckland Lucy.
I wanted to just be back playing. It didn't matter whether it was club. It didn't matter to me because I just love rugby. So I think the big thing was that my sister started playing back home. So all I wanted to do was play with her.
The Wallaroos are front of mind for the Black Ferns right now as they prepare for the Laurie O'Riley 2-test series. But McMenamin says being selected to play for her country at the World Cup in Aotearoa later this year, where the Black Ferns will try to defend their title, would be the highlight of her career.
Any past player that ever, you know, wore this jersey, they'd say that, you know, you barely ever got a test match at home. And this day and age, to have an actual World Cup here, it's awesome. Like, you couldn't ask for anything better. Like, especially for me, like, I'd say that's the event that I'd want to play, as a World Cup on home soil.
Olympic gold medalist sevens player, Ngāpuhi product Tyler Nathan Wong, will make her Black Ferns debut tomorrow night, realising a long-held ambition.
I was 15 years old. I ended up getting my first trial for the Black Ferns. They didn't know my age until I actually went to the trial. And they're like, okay, no, sorry, you can't actually trial. I played, but, you know, you can't actually be selected because I wasn't old enough. So to potentially, you know, make my debut, now be like a little childhood dream come true.
Coach Wayne Smith says he'll use the 2 tests against Australia to finalise their World Cup squad, and with a few spots still up for grabs, some players' dreams will come true and some will be dashed.
I think it's worth the risk to give them an opportunity and for us to assess them. There's a lot of them in this team, I can't tell you who, and there might be some not in this team who will make the World Cup team.
Australia are improving quickly, but they won't provide the same test that England and France will at the World Cup, and Smith and the Black Ferns won't want anything less than a series clean sweep over the Wallaroos.